Yes, we had a very disturbing news before. We heard that he has been arrested and has been in very, very dire condition. But recently, 1 hour ago, I've read the news. So he's well and alive, and he has spoken, and the video is available on the social media. So my answer, Mr. Pascal Afingisa, is alive and well. He's under custody, of course, but he's well and alive.
Ambassador, what can you tell us about your leader, Konar Bedie? The last we heard over the weekend that his house was surrounded or blockaded. What do you know?
Yeah, the President Bedie is under blockade because his residence is surrounded by the police and the gendarmerie. He's prevented from moving outside. He's not free of his movement. He's inside with his wife. Of course, we have a reason to be concerned, but his morale is high. He's a fighter, and he wants to surrender to the blackmail. They want to do what he's victim of blackmail, but he won't surrender. President Bédier is a symbol and the leader of the opposition, and everybody is united around him. And Mr. Bédier is a true, a real statement. It stands for his value, and he will fight on the life. He's determined, and the Ivorian people will follow him.
The government says that the opposition's declaration of a transitional council is tantamount to terrorism or a kind of coup d'etat. What do you make of that?
I totally reject that. Quite the contrary, is the Mr. Ouattara regime who has perpetrated a constitutional coup d'etat because the election was a rigged election. Conditions were not adequate to hold those elections. The opposition has repeatedly, relentlessly asked for the postponement of this election to permit a national consensus on the very contentious point, namely the Electoral Commission, which is totally one-sided. Is totally only 600 people who man that body are from the RHDP, and that's 1 point. So the other point, and the most important, was the illegal and unconstitutional candidacy of Mr. Ouattara. According to Article 55 of our constitution, Mr. Ouattara could not run